It's the second date update. With Frito and Katie on Y100.
So, we will almost never,
like,
ever do this, okay? But we both felt like when she reached out, when I got the email, when I showed it to Frito, we were pretty much going to give her whatever she asked for. Right? Whatever it was that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have had dates go bad a lot. But I think one of, if not the worst.
Oh, I put it real
one we've
high.
Had here.
Real high on the list.
Yeah, was the story of Liza and Chuck. And that's actually one that's hard for me to go back and even re-listen to at this point.
Yeah, Liza, we want to start out by saying, like, how sorry we are about how that whole saga played out. Like, we legitimately still feel horrible about the way you were treated. And we try to look out for certain signs and things to hopefully make sure that never happens
again.
Well,
that's good. It wasn't your fault. I know that. It's okay. You just don't beat yourselves up over it. You know, honestly, what happened, I am going to call it a learning experience, ultimately.
That's a way to describe that.
Yeah.
I guess a learning experience for all of us.
Right.
Really.
Right. So, we were a little surprised when we got your email. You said you were getting back out there and dating around a little bit and all that. So how's it been going?
Well, I am trying again. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't let that be the end, right? I couldn't just leave things the way they were. So after I talked to y'all for the first time, I did take a look at myself, like a really hard look, and I decided I could make some changes, and I still hate
that you felt that way because of something, granted, directly or indirectly, it doesn't matter, you know, something that we did or we played an active part in, because no one should ever have to feel that way, and yet here you are, again, you know, reaching back out to us.
Mm. Well, I mean, yeah, I love you guys, and you're part of this.
Bless you,
Liza. So, and it's not going to be like that this time. I know it.
Yeah, so what is the deal with you and this mystery man? I just realized we never got a name.
Well, it's going exactly the way that I want it to. Yeah, it is. The problem is that, well, once again, is meeting up in person. So
schedules just aren't lining up or what's the deal?
Well, kind of. You know, I honestly wasn't sure if I was ready. I just wanted a little more time.
Okay.
But I don't want to lose the guy before we see this through, right? You know?
Oh, okay. You're worried he's losing interest.
Well, no, not really. I mean, he's not exactly. I think I've got him pretty solidly hooked, you know? But
okay.
You know, maybe he might lose interest. I don't know. That could be the problem. I don't know. I just want to do it with you guys.
Okay.
So you're not sure, or you are sure?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I'm not any of that.
Okay. All right. We just want to get him on the phone?
Yeah, I just want to kind of tell him what's on my mind. And
we can definitely do.
Yes.
This
guy on the phone.
Sure. And we'll see what we're up against. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
It's the second date update.
Update!
With Frito and Katie on Y100.
Okay, so Liza's back.
Yeah.
Liza's back.
This is kind of we're trying to do a make.
It's a do-over.
Here. Yeah.
It's a do-over, and we're hopeful.
Yeah.
No, there's no, it's got to end better than
like,
it did
I'd like
the first
a happy
time.
Ending to this.
Yes.
We'll do everything in our path.
Want to get her
seriously.
The second date. Yeah. Get her to go on a dream date.
Yeah.
With this guy that she's into enough to reach out to us again.
Right.
Okay. And I think we've got him. I think we've got him on the phone.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
You there?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. Can you hear us?
Christ.
Hello?
You too.
Okay, no, that's, look, we get that
off
a lot.
To a strong
start. We're calling you today with good news, so bear with us. It's a prize pack we want to give to you. You don't have to like us.
Yeah, not a
that's
requirement.
But you will have to go out with the person who entered you for this really cool date night package we've got.
Yeah, okay, and
it sounds like y'all are pretty into each other, though. Like, it really does.
Oh.
It should be good.
Oh, wait. Elizabeth?
Yes.
I mean, are you calling about, like, is it about Elizabeth?
Well,
I think so.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Oh,
sure.
My
Elizabeth.
God. All right. Good. She, she is fantastic. I mean, her, like, her body is amazing. I mean, I can't wait, like, to get my hands all over that body of hers.
Really?
I mean, do you know what I, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
She's like one of the hottest women I've ever seen. Like, she sent me these pictures. You would not believe the outfits, the position she's in.
All
we're going
a little far here.
Yeah. That's rated. Off.
Okay.
I mean, just, I cannot wait to hook up and the things we're going to do, like what she said to me when we were going back and forth online. Right. I mean, I've never wanted a chick this bad.
What, this sounds, yeah. Sounds hot. I mean, sounds hot, but
I need to get her to meet me in person.
That sounds like, wait, like you've tried to meet up a few times?
Like more than a few times. I mean, I'm getting desperate looking at this stuff. I mean, I told her I would go to see her any day, anytime.
Okay.
But are
we talking about the same person?
I'm actually worried about that.
Like, I mean,
let me check something here. Elizabeth, does she also go by Liza?
Yeah, we know her as Liza.
Yeah, and so do you. Chuck, you loser. How you like me now?
What? Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Liza.
Who is that?
This isn't Chuck, right?
Like, this is just a weird,
it is.
Bizarre
really?
Coincidence. Oh.
No, I think you know. Y'all are smart. That's Chuck. Same guy. Only this time, I'm in control. And I would like to give him some of his very own medicine.
Yeah, I'm...
Yep.
Can one of you guys explain, like, what's going on?
I don't know.
I can. Oh, I can, Chuck. I can. I catfished you, Chuck, you arrogant...
What do you mean, catfished?
I did exactly what he accused me of the first time. But I didn't use old pictures. I made a bunch of fake profiles. That's what I did.
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way that you're the same woman. I mean, like, what is even happening right now? I mean, like, what, like, whose picture did you use? I mean, who's the woman in
those used
pictures?
Mine. What's happening, Chuck, is that I am getting my revenge. That is me. You have been thirsting and dreaming and sexing the same woman you called fat and gross and, well, all manner of horrible, awful things that will, like, forever be seared into my brain. Not even 2 years ago. Yeah, it's me.
Whoa.
I'm not what you expected.
You are joking. No way.
I am not joking. How does it feel, Chuck? How does it feel? You are the most disgusting and vile human I have ever had I've ever even dealt with. You are the worst. And I know that one day God will provide the ultimate justice. I think there's a special line for, but until then, I am happy. I'm very happy because I led you on for months.
What?
Like puppy on a string.
Wow. Months?
Yep. Like, how did you even...
How
was it you?
It doesn't matter to you, but I went on Red Mountain and I lost 100 pounds. Thank you, Katie. I didn't...
Did you?
Oh, my God.
Did you?
I know.
Mother.
Did.
I cannot... No way.
Yeah. Yes, I am so hot and confident, and you are sad and alone, and you're not going to get what you wanted. Have a nice life, Chuck.
Oh.
Huh.
Well.
And there she goes.
Okay. Well, that was.
She's hung up.
Please just never, ever call me again.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I.
Is that better or worse?
I.